Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English Podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. Let's start with what's been happening on the website this week.
We've got a new article all about Manchester City on the website. They've had a fantastic season. They've won the league and cup double and won 6-0 in the Champions League.
What are you talking about, Rich? We're in October. Are you in some kind of parallel universe?
No, I'm right here, Jack. I'm talking about Manchester City's women's team. It's an exciting time for women's football in the UK, with crowds and interest increasing all the time. So, take a look at the article. It's on the homepage and also includes this week's Football English quiz.
Alex from Ukraine has already told us that Zhilstroy Kharkiv won the Ukrainian Women's Cup just last week, which made him happy because Kharkiv is his hometown.
We asked what you know about women's football in your country in the article, so let us know. In last week's podcast, we were talking about differences between American and British English.
Most of you said that you weren't sure if you used British or American English, apart from Kwesi Manifest from Ghana, who's sure that he uses British English.
Many of you spoke about your own languages too. El Ghul from Algeria said he spoke Arabic, but his Arabic is different from Arabic spoken in Egypt or Tunisia, for example.
Pui from Laos said that pronunciation can make Lao very difficult to understand. And Emil from Russia thinks Russian is also a very difficult language for foreigners to learn.
And Aragon 1986 from Montenegro made an interesting point about his language, Montenegrin. He said it's similar to other languages in the region, but just named differently for national reasons.
As always, keep the comments coming in. We really enjoy reading them. Here are the Premier League headlines this week.
Bournemouth hit Hull for six.
Bournemouth beat Hull City 6-1 on Saturday, a record Premier League win for the South Coast club. Three goals in each half gave the Cherries a famous win.
City held by Everton.
The league leaders had to come from behind to earn a point against Everton. Romelu Lukaku put Everton ahead, but Nolito equalised 8 minutes later. City missed two penalties and the man of the match was Everton's keeper, Martin Stekelenburg.
Arsenal aim for top spot.
Arsenal are gunning for top spot in the Premier League. A 3-2 home win against Swansea City means only goal difference separates the Gunners from City at the top of the table. Theo Walcott with two goals and Mesut Ozil were Arsenal's goal scorers. So, who was our player of the week? Lots to choose from. Romelu Lukaku, Theo Walcott, Nasser Chadli.
They all had great weekends. But our player of the weekend is Martin Stekelenburg. The Everton keeper produced one of the best ever goalkeeping performances in the Premier League. He saved two penalties and made seven other saves against City.
Good choice for our first Player of the Week title.
Yeah, it was definitely Stekelenburg rather than Lukaku who earned Everton a point at City.
Do you agree with our choice? Let us know in the comments section. Okay, it's Saturday afternoon and Rich and I are here outside Stamford Bridge, the home of Chelsea Football Club in London. And we're about to watch the match. But we're not going in just yet because Rich wants to complain about something. What do you want to complain about, Rich?
These.
What are they? They just look like scarves to me.
These scarves. They're horrible. I can't stand them. Why do you go to a football match, Jack?
To enjoy the football?
Yes, all right. The football's important. Enjoying the football is important. But before that, you go to support your team, right?
Yes. Rich, whoa, Rich, careful. That taxi nearly knocked you over. I know you're angry, but you need to look where you're going.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, these scarves. You go to the match to support your team. And these scarves, which are called half and half scarves, are just horrible. Look at this. Chelsea on one half and Leicester on the other. It's just plain wrong.
What if you support both teams?
Come on. Nobody supports both teams. You always have a preference. Or you sit with the home fans or the away fans.
What if you don't support either team?
Then don't buy one of these scarves.
But some people like to have a souvenir. I think they're quite popular with tourists.
Then they should buy a programme or use their ticket as a souvenir. Look, I have a programme here. It says on the front, Chelsea versus Leicester, 15th of November 2016.
Okay, I have some news for you, Rich. It might help you calm down.
What's that?
Some Premier League teams, and Chelsea are one, are going to ban half and half scarves. So you won't see them here anymore.
Good. I hope I never have to see them again anywhere.
So, Rich got a little bit angry about something in the last section. When we get angry about a topic, we can say that we rant about it, or we can go on a rant. It means to talk about something for a long time in an angry way. Rich was ranting about half and half football scarves.
And in this section, we're going to take a look at some of the language I used and language more generally we use to show that we're angry.
Let's start with some vocabulary. Rich said he can't stand half and half scarves. If you can't stand something, it means you hate something.
It's true. I can't stand half and half scarves. Buy two scarves if you want. One for each team, but not half and half. It's just wrong.
Okay, Rich, you're still ranting. You can calm down now. There are no half and half scarves nearby.
Okay, sorry.
Rich just said, it's just wrong. This is another phrase that is used to show anger. Earlier, outside the football stadium, he said, it's plain wrong. And this phrase is used in a similar way, to say that something should not happen or be done in a particular way.
When I used the expression, come on, it was to show surprise and a little anger when Jack said someone could support both teams.
A lot of the anger is in the voice and not the words. You could tell Rich was a little angry when he said these and look and good. He said the words quickly and his voice was louder. He would normally use more words to be more polite. Have a listen again and think about how you can tell he's angry.
In the comments section below, we would like you to think about something that makes you angry, in or out of football. Rant about them a little, explaining why they make you angry.
Use lots of exclamations and phrases to show that you're angry, but please try not to swear.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week, Jack?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was extra time. This, in American English, is called overtime. A few of you said injury time. This is the 2 or 3 minutes that are added at the end of the first half or the end of the game because of injuries or time wasting. We don't see extra time in the Premier League, only in cup matches, and it lasts for 30 minutes.
Well done to Emil from Russia, Pui from Laos, Libomia and Alex from Ukraine, Aragon 1986 from Montenegro, and Quasi Manifest from Ghana. You all got the right answer.
I've gone for a really difficult phrase this week. Let's see how you do. The phrase is usually used by managers after a bad result. The final word in this phrase or cliche is a place where someone often works when they use a computer. And in this phrase, it means work. So when a manager uses this phrase, he's saying that the team has had a poor day at work.
Pretty difficult. Let's see if anybody can guess the right answer.
Last week's prediction was on the Liverpool-Manchester United match, but because we're recording this on Monday afternoon, we don't know the result yet.
Let's just say Liverpool won 4-0.
No, let's not. You don't want to get egg on your face. If you're listening after the match, we'll have changed the prediction league on the page, so you can take a look. Right, Rich, this week's prediction.
This weekend's big match features an away trip for Manchester United for the second week in a row. And it's another difficult match for the Red Devils because they're away to Chelsea. The big story around this match is, of course, Jose Mourinho's return to the club where he was so successful for so many years. I have no idea how this will affect him, but I'm sure he will want his new players to show his ex-players what they can do. I think it will be a close game with few goals, but I think Jose will finish the game with a smile on his face. Final score, Chelsea 0, Manchester United 1.
I think Chelsea will win this one. I'm going to go for a 2-1 win to Chelsea, with Diego Costa getting a goal.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. And remember to take a look at our fantasy football page and join in the discussions.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.